It's actually deeply in New Zealand's interests for the Paris Agreement to succeed, because we don't want to be smashed by uncontrolled climate change.
A very big welcome to this episode of Front Footing the Future. I'm Lindsay Wood, the Director of Climate Strategy Company Resilience Limited, and I'll be your host for interviewing about 20 experts ahead of the New Zealand general election and exploring how we can make our climate policy fit for purpose. It's lovely to welcome Dr. Christina Hood to our Front Footing the Future series of discussions on climate policy. Christina is an internationally recognized policy expert on climate change, energy, and carbon pricing. She's currently the chief advisor at the New Zealand Climate Foundation, Pokateri I Te Ahorangi, where she focuses on supporting NGO capabilities and holding government to integrity and climate ambition. And I do love that. Christina has provided analysis and advice to government, both in New Zealand and internationally, and from 2010 to 2018 worked at and ultimately led the International Energy Agency's Environment and Climate Change Unit. And in a quirky twist to her CV, she calls herself an ex-quantum physicist. How cool is that? Christina, it's a real privilege to have you join us today. A very warm welcome to Climate Matters.
Thanks, Lindsay. It's really great to be here.
I'd love to go down the quantum physics avenue, but we won't do that today. Perhaps you'd start by giving us a bit of an insight into your role at the New Zealand Climate Foundation. I love it that your stated focus includes holding government to integrity and climate ambition. So please tell us a bit more about why that's important and what it means in the context of your own work, and hopefully give us some examples of projects in that space.
Yeah, so the New Zealand Climate Foundation is recently launched. It's an effort to connect philanthropic funding with evidence-based work on how to solve the climate crisis, really. So my personal journey on this is that when I moved back from overseas in 2018, I was looking around for where are all the jobs for the independent experts who can sit at the table with government and help solve all of the gnarly policy issues that we need to solve. And I looked around in New Zealand for, you know, where are the think tanks, where are the expert NGOs, the people with the knowledge, but also the independence to be speaking, you know, for the public and for the climate. And I looked around and there weren't any. Yeah, so there's a real gap in the New Zealand system compared to what you see in other countries, even like Australia. Australia's got quite a deep set of organisations that routinely provide deep expert analysis and are at the table with government and policy making. And we haven't had that up until now. So a number of conversations over a number of years with many people, and gradually collecting up a group of people with who had realised the same thing. It's not, you know, not something that I had uniquely noticed. Lots of people have noticed this about New Zealand. And we, yeah, recently ended up in a place where we had some initial funding from New Zealand philanthropists and the leadership of the mayor, marvellous Izzy Fenwick, as our chief executive, who is a real star in the space. So we have a model which is going, and we are just getting started. So it's not like we've got, you know, 5 years worth of activity underway. But the idea is to really step into those spaces where there is a